Now we come to chapter 2, and we have here a prophecy concerning the last days and the kingdom and the great tribulation period. And we begin in chapter 2 and go through chapter 5, and that constitutes actually one prophecy. That means that you have in this section here 2, 3, 4, and 5 in four chapters. We have one great prophecy, and it concerns the nation Israel in the last days. And I'd like for you to notice something here that's very important. He says that it concerns Judah and Jerusalem. And I think he's including, as he makes it clear as we move on down, that he is speaking of all of the 12 tribes of Israel. God thought of them as one, and he intends for all 12 tribes to be brought back together again. And so what you have here is a prophecy concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And we're not talking about the church. There's no way in the world of making this applicable to the church. To begin with, Paul says that the church was a great mystery, you remember. And now that it's being revealed that God today is bringing a message to the world through the church, but the church is to be removed from the world. And this looks beyond the time of the church and looks to the day when God will begin to move in a new way. And that is the great tribulation period. And that will be the time that he sets up his kingdom at the end of the great tribulation period. Now, Paul makes that clear over in Romans 16, verse 25. He says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began." Now, if Isaiah knew about it, then it was not new for the apostles and the early church, and for the church today. It's not something new, but it actually is something that was back in the Old Testament. But I trust that we will use enough common sense in the prophets now to understand that when he speaks of Judah and Israel and Jerusalem, that he happens to be talking about these literal places. And if he's going to use figures of speech, which he will, he'll make it perfectly clear, the scripture will, that these are figures of speech. And so I think we ought to understand that very well.